here by the end of the evening. Thank you so much. Hey, it is a joy. It is a joy and an honor to be here. And I'm sorry Chris could not be here. He is doing dad duty, which is important work. And he will be back in May. And we'll be, you know, putting on our thinking caps for next year. And we have five readers tonight who all are really outstanding poets. But beyond that, they are also mentors, pathfinders, and builders of community in various ways. They are people who are not just about their own work, but are about helping others find a way into poetry and honoring poetry. And so it is very special to have them all here tonight reading together. And a big thank you to all of you who are here tonight, and I'm so glad you're here because this is a special evening. It is the culmination of our 50th anniversary season, and with a big thank you to Jimmy Savetic, who got this started many years ago. Jimmy, yes, and tirelessly showed up at Hemingway's, and even when there weren't that many people coming there sometimes, and kept it going. And I had the great privilege of starting to help him out about 16 years ago. So, as Jimmy would say, he would always say, at the end of evening, you have honored poetry, and all of you, by being here tonight, whether you're a reader, or you're a listener, or you're somebody who's just starting out thinking about poetry, you are honoring poetry, and its expression is part of our humanity, our larger humanity, and our care about each other. Our first reader tonight, I owe him a big special thank you, which I've never acknowledged. You may not remember this, but Judy and I put together an event at Carnegie Mellon, which was a fundraiser regarding African hunger in Africa. And about 4 days before the event, it materialized that we did not have a venue at Carnegie Mellon as we thought we did. And there had been a big snafu, basically. Not really knowing anybody there except Jim Daniels remotely, I called him on the phone and said, I don't know if I said Mr. Daniels or Dr. Daniels, what I said. And you know, somebody else might have just said, well, I'll see if I can help, someone can help you with this. He did not say that. He fixed it. He got us the venue, and I think it was like 4 days later. And we had a big event and dancers and readers, and we raised some money, and so much of it, we were just sort of lucky that the person I was able to think of to call was in fact Mr. Daniels, who really helped us out a lot. Jim Daniels is the author of, I think it's something like 18 books, 4 screenplays. His latest book, The Luck of the Fall, is fiction. His recent collections include The Human Engine at Dawn, and he has a book of nonfiction coming out called The Abridged Book of Water. And I am always running across people who say, I feel so lucky. I was at Carnegie Mellon, and I was Jim Daniels' student. So a big thank you on behalf of all those poets. Please welcome Jim Daniels.